You're listening to SBS News.
The US federal government has entered a shutdown just a few hours after the US Senate failed to pass a short-term spending bill on Tuesday night, US East Coast time. It's the first government shutdown in nearly 7 years. The last and also the longest federal government shutdown occurred from late 2018 to early 2019, during President Trump's first term when Democrats opposed funding the US-Mexico border wall. The result was a shutdown lasting over 5 weeks, during which around 800,000 federal employees were forced to work without pay or take unpaid leave. Hundreds of thousands of federal employees will be forced to take unpaid leave this time too, with some public services potentially suspended or delayed, and the release of economic data possibly impacted as well. Bruce Wolpe is a senior fellow at the University of Sydney's United States Studies Centre, and he served on the Democratic staff in the US Congress. He's been speaking to SBS's Virginia Langberg about the impact of the shutdown.
Okay, thanks for joining us, Bruce. Now, while unusual, shutdowns are not unheard of. This is the 15th in the US since 1981. So how significant is this one?
This is a big one because it puts Donald Trump against the Democrats in Congress. And this has a lot of energy behind it. The Democrats have been looking for leadership since the election. They were flat on their backs. And Democrats across the country, now 7 months into the Trump presidency, and seeing him rule the way he rules, they're saying, where are you? It's time to stand up and fight this guy and check the president. And they've chosen the number one issue, the cost of health care, health insurance in the United States. And they're saying, he didn't deal with us when he passed his big, beautiful bill. And we're getting hurt. And it's time for accountability. So here's an opportunity that they see. The government will shut down and it won't reopen, the Democrats say, until we deal with this issue. So it's a big issue, big politics, very contentious. And you have two railroad cars coming right at each other at about 100 kilometers an hour.
Now, there are some estimates that around 750,000 federal workers could be furloughed in this shutdown. What's the impact of that economically each day?
I don't have a dollar figure, but it means that millions of Americans won't be able to access government services. There's an additional kicker here. There's something called the Office of Management and Budget, sort of like the treasurer function. And the head of that, Russell Vogt, who's been a huge Trumpist, and he was working with Elon Musk, he has said that they are going to take the opportunity of the shutdown to fire an additional tens of thousands of workers. And so this is going to be compounded. And I think that takes some of the edge off Trump is saying, well, the Democrats are doing this to you. But I think they do want to take this opportunity to have further economic efficiencies in the government. And that's also going to hurt the overall ability of the government to function for people from all walks of life. So that adds to the heat in this issue and how it's resolved.
And there is always a lot of finger pointing in these situations. Who do you think will come off as to blame?
The Republicans, President Trump believes the Democrats, they're going to carry this. This is their weapon of choice at this time. Let's close the government so we can deal with their issue. And so I think he starts in a somewhat favorable position. But generally, the president owns the economy and people look to the president to lead and make the economy better. So as this goes on, and if Trump remains really dug in, then I think it'll say, I think many voters will say, Mr. President, we have a problem here. You should solve it and not be part of it. So I think the initial hit will be taken by the Democrats. But over time, if people get frustrated, I think it'll be carried back to the White House.
Yeah, now some independent analysts are warning this shutdown could last longer than past closures. Donald Trump has said he will use the shutdown to get rid of government employees, as you were saying, and programs that benefit the Democrats. Can he do that? And what are the sorts of things he's talking about?
Oh, he can do it. He has the executive authority to fire people, and that will go on. The last shutdown in his first term lasted over 40 days. It was really painful. And ultimately, that was one that he started. He said, you're not giving me money to build the wall with Mexico, and so I'm shutting down the government. This is the one is the Democrats have started. So he took a hit in the last one that ended just before an election year, the midterm elections. And what the Democrats are hoping is, yeah, we're going to have a replay of that. The midterm elections are a year from November. And the people will remember how the president handled this. And so therefore, and on a big issue, health insurance. So they see a real opportunity here. But who's right or wrong, we'll only know that later. But that's what they are feeling like going in.
Okay, and this spending fight now comes against a backdrop of President Trump making some drastic government cuts this year, doesn't it?
It does. And look, it's consistent on message. And a lot of people believe, yeah, there's a lot of waste, but also a lot of people believe that our national parks, our health system, our transportation systems, infrastructure, it all relies on people being able to work with their government, just like we do here in Australia. So I think a lot of people, just given the scale of what's happened so far, feel badly about those who have lost their jobs. Now, there are a lot of jobs in Virginia, for example, right next to Washington. You have the Pentagon and all kinds of government agencies. And they have an election for governor in November. That Democrat is going to win in part on this issue. And that takes us back to the politics. Who wins this fight? Who wins politically on this fight? And how will voters express it?
Bruce Wolpe, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.